Now, the rest of the story. Pioneer aviator Don Rodewald was airborne and on his way, but an arduous round-the-world solo flight stood between him and a place in the record books. It was a fair summer day when Don's single-engine plane set down in New Brunswick for inspection. There would be one stop in Iceland before he landed in Glasgow, Scotland. From there, the Rodewald route included stops in London and West Germany, southern Italy and Athens. He stayed in Alexandria overnight and in Saudi Arabia. He passed through India and Indonesia, Bangkok and Bali, met friends in Australia, made Hawaii with only an hour's fuel left in his tanks. From Oakland, California, Don reached Tucson, Arizona in time for his mother's birthday. Final stop in his global journey was Washington, D.C., where Don Rodewald received an official government greeting and a rousing hero's welcome, and he was in the record books. His flight had made history, but this is the rest of the story. During World War II, Don Rodewald was one of the famed Flying Tigers. And then when the jet age arrived, Don was ready for it. January 1954, he was on an Air Force training mission. He was returning to Andrews Air Force Base in a T-33. The weather was bad. But Don was coming in and on approach only a few yards short of the runway. In fact, his jet engine conked out and he didn't have enough airspeed. There was no way to pull the nose up. He crashed. He woke up in the hospital. First thing he asked was what happened. And he was told that his fuel had iced up and there was nothing that he could have done. And then Don tried. Then he tried to move his legs. But he would never be able to do that again, for the crash had done more than total his T-33. It had snapped Don Rodewald's spine. He would spend the rest of his life in a wheelchair. Over the months that followed, Don was transferred from one hospital to another. On one ambulance ride, he looked up at his wife and he said, "Why didn't the airplane just finish me off?" And his wife wept. Because she knew, as the wives of pilots do, that once a man has given his heart to the sky, there will never be a mistress quite like her again. And of course, airplanes were not for paraplegics. Airplanes were built for men with fast reflexes in all four limbs. But Don Rodewald was not quite ready to hang up his spurs. In fact, you know what he did? He had a red, white, and blue Piper Comanche specially equipped with hands-only controls. Hands-only controls. And before even Don could believe it, the man who had lost the power to walk had relearned to fly. For there is something about this incomparable aviator that you are yet to know. You see, Don Rodewald lost the use of his legs after that military mishap in 1954. Only he had not, as of then, made this historic round-the-world flight, which I have just described. Oh, no. Don Rodewald logged those record-making 180 hours in the air, 26,000 miles, as the first flyer ever to circle the globe without the use of his legs in 1984, 30 years later, at the age of 66. And now you know the rest of the story.